on clearing the clutter inside and out, we're talking about releasing expectations. Have you ever had great expectations and then they didn't come to fruition? How can our expectations hinder us? Why can we let go of the expectations of others and not ourselves? Learn how to release expectations as we begin our month focusing on hodgepodge.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
Today's episode was inspired because it's something I'm personally working on, because I get into trouble when I have all these expectations and then they don't turn out the way that I had hoped for, had chosen, had wanted. And then I'm disappointed, I'm upset, I'm frustrated, and it's not fun. This was also based on one time I had first moved to Raleigh, and gosh, I've been in Raleigh now. Year 13 is coming up, year 12. And I was single. And I had gone to an event. They were having, I think, like a law of attraction event or something like that, or something spiritual that would have interested me. And I remember waiting in line. And this woman was talking about her belief in it. And she talked about how she had written, I think, something like 100 or more expectations that she had wanted in a mate. And I have to tell you, they were ridiculous. Has to have his own private plane, a boat. And she said that she got it. She met this guy and he had all these expectations that she wanted. Her huge list was met. It wasn't about this person. It was this list of things. And I think, having been married almost 5 years, sometimes we have these expectations of our spouse and they don't always come true. And, you know, I learned before meeting my spouse that happiness had to come from within me. I couldn't expect Tony to make me happy. Does he enhance my happiness? Absolutely. But I'm in charge and control of creating my happiness. The other story I will share, which I believe I have shared on the podcast already, but it's good relevant to this, and it's a good reminder. Before I met my husband, I had all these things that I had wanted in a man. Similar to the woman, having this list, except that it wasn't ridiculous. It was, he has to be honest. He has to have integrity, like an intelligent man. And the one physical attribute was, I wanted a guy like 6 feet tall to 6'3". My husband is an inch and a half shorter than I am. So when I removed that, I was doing a healing session with my friend Lisa. I'm very proud of her. She moved to Hawaii and has just blown up and become internationally successful. So anyway, we were talking about, she's like, you know, release that expectation. True story. As soon as I took that off the list, I met him in less than 2 weeks. So that was a reminder, and I would never give up my husband. I would never want to date a 6 foot tall guy in place of Tony. I had put so much emphasis on height entire time dating career. Oh, that just came out. Let's rephrase that. My dating life, that it was a must have. And obviously it turned out not to be a must have. So we create all these expectations and we might be setting ourselves up to miss something really wonderful. I wanted to share this quote from Anne Lamott. Expectations are resentments under construction. Sometimes I think I need to get a tattoo of that. However, no more tattoos. Think it's a fantastic quote and absolutely true. There's no reason for me to get upset over something I can't control. And that's, again, I'm a work on progress on that, much better than I used to be. Being upset about someone else's actions or not living up to my expectation simply slows me down. Why do we have expectations? We assume, and our trouble begins here. You know what the Assume means we have all learned that since a child. Makes an ass out of you and me. Some of the assumptions we might have is that people have the same thought process as we do. Simply not true. We think if it makes sense to us, it should make sense to others, right? One of the things that I'm really grateful for in my work, because I work so closely with people, is it has taught me to ask questions, to be more understanding, to be more compassionate, because it might make complete sense to me and it's Greek to someone else. And so I have to explain, and it's great practice at that and making sure I'm clear and finding a way to reach a person so that they understand and how they think and process things. We also make the mistake of assuming that if we have certain expectations, others will have the same, right? I kind of have to chuckle at this one. My neighbors who don't care, as I look out the office window, trash in their yard, which eventually makes it to mine. I've talked to them, I've kind of given up. They just don't care. They don't care if they have litter in their yard, in their driveway, and they simply walk by it every day. I can't understand that process and that thinking, especially since their house is 3 stories more expensive than I am, but I keep trash out of the yard. I pick up trash. To me, it's something you do to keep America beautiful. It's something, if you see the trash on the ground, you just pick it up. You just don't let it lay. You don't let your dustbuster sit out in the rain and get ruined and take several days to pick it up. I have to admit, I can't understand that thought process. So my expectations of neighbors picking up trash is just not what their expectations are. So that's a perfect little example of how I don't understand the thought process. And I have learned I can't assume that everyone's okay with not having trash in their yard. And I know that they aren't the only ones that are okay with it, and that I'm not the other person alone who doesn't like trash bone in their yard. So again, just a simple thing. You assume that people want to keep their yard looking nice and wouldn't want trash. Usually what happens as we begin to have these expectations, our emotions come out. You can probably tell as I'm talking about it, a little bit of irritation in my voice, because it irritates me. No matter how much we are spiritual, we know we're a spiritual being, we are human. We're having this human experience. We're always going to have some emotions. So if we're super excited, or really sad, or really annoyed, we would think others would feel the same way too. We have to remember that people think and react differently. Again, I've mentioned this before. What others do and say is about them. How we respond is about us. That's where we want to put our focus. The reality is, life would be pretty boring if we all looked, acted, and thought the same. Focus on understanding and having compassion towards others. I don't always get people's way of thinking, but I respect it, and I don't try to change it. Now, I've asked the neighbors nicely, please pick up your trash. I haven't made any attempt saying, most people don't do that. I haven't gone there. I just said, please pick up the trash so it doesn't end up in my yard. I'm not trying to control them or control their thinking. Again, if I had a magic wand, I'd be super excited. But I'm like that in general. I might not understand someone's way of thinking, but I try to respect it and gain some sort of understanding. We would be living in a much different world. Here in the U.S., we are just, the things I see posted on Facebook, I'm not on it personally as much because it's so disappointing what I'm reading, and people who are so divided and see things as black and white. If we just took a moment to understand where people were coming from, we'd be in a much better space. The second reason we have expectations are ulterior motives. If we like to control things, this will be especially true. Time to check in with yourself and be honest. We're looking to get the outcome we desire that works for us, and we're really not taking into consideration the other person. Is this any of this ringing true to you? Number three. We mistakenly hitch our happiness to what someone will do or say. I just talked a moment ago. It was a big aha moment for me that I realized my husband can't make me happy. He can enhance it, but everything's up to me. our ego, our mental body, our beliefs run with what we think people should do or say. This is where the disappointment comes from. You believe people shouldn't steal the name of your product. When you trust the universe to take care of it and that'll all work out in the end, then it does. Now, side note, because this is something that happened to me. Had someone steal all my website copy, I caught them out on it and said, remove it, or I'm going to hire an attorney. They did it. I had to deal with this at the beach one vacation. And I contacted, I'm really disappointed with this. I contacted the local NAPO chapter. They didn't do anything. I should have contacted national. Something like that's a little bit different. And that's where discernment comes in. It's annoying that someone has taken the product that I have, the name of a product I have. Although, you know, I just tell you, if you're a small business owner, like I am, you have all that. Your website shows every time you add an update. So if you ever got in a situation like that, you'd be covered. Now, it was worth it when someone was jacking my entire website to be like, you can't do that, and knowing what battles to pick. And again, getting back to trust. So whatever you do, there'll be a consequence, whether it's now or 5 years from now. I've learned that and completely believe that. Especially if you are really entrenched in this material world, karma is going to happen. You know, you make the choice of what you want to do. But remember to, I'll do a podcast episode on that, basically picking your battles.
Losing money because you aren't organized? Tired of spending hours looking for things? Stressed out? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
You might have a belief that your boyfriend should love you unconditionally. And maybe the truth of the matter is he wasn't loved or treated as well as a child, and he is incapable of giving you what you need. So in a situation like that, you have to decide, can I live with this? Because my expectations aren't going to be met. I recently told a client, one of her homework assignments was, she said to me, and I was so impressed because she was aware of this, and I always talk about how awareness is half the battle, that she needed attention from her friends. And I turned that around and I said, how can you give yourself the attention that you desire, that you're seeking from others? So think about that. The three main reasons why we have expectations: we assume, we have ulterior motives, or we mistakenly hitch our happiness to what someone will do or say. Take a moment and reflect. Where do you fall into those three categories? Do you know what your expectations are related to? How can you let go of expectations? First, examine your motivation. Be honest. Now remember, don't judge yourself. That just takes you down another rabbit hole. And the purpose here is to learn. I don't believe in mistakes. If we learn from something, then it's valuable. Don't judge yourself. Focus on finding the truth. As someone used to say to me, just the facts, ma'am. Now, what are the facts? Examine your motivation. Your motivation is a foundation of your thoughts and actions. When you discover what your motivations are, see if that can help you release expectations. Start building your happiness on something you do have control over, your thoughts and beliefs. What do you need to be happy? What inspired action can you take? What are you seeking from others? How can you give that to yourself? Will beginning painting again make you happy? Will getting out there and meeting people make you happy? Ask yourself what will make you happy, and then take inspired action. Think of your expected outcome and the worst case scenario. Are you okay with anything that's less than your ideal result? Can you live with it? Take the time to think about this. If what you desire doesn't happen, are you going to be okay? And if you are, then okay. Kind of roll with life. Roll with the punches. If you aren't, then examine what you need to do or able to do or willing to do. The boyfriend example I mentioned a moment ago is perfect. If someone is incapable of giving you what you need, all of us, I believe, desire to be loved unconditionally. So then you'd make the choice. Can I stay in this relationship? Can I figure out a way to be fulfilled, or do I need to move on? Be present. This helps you with the worst case scenario. When you aren't present, disappointment happens. You're letting your thoughts and actions and stories about what the other person should have done or what will happen now because of a perceived slight or why you deserve to be angry take you out of the now and down a path that is full of rejection and fear. Great example's me. I perceive it as a slight when I ask someone to pick up their trash and they don't. If I'm present in the now, then I won't feel that way, or I can take action for what I need to do. You're never going to find peace if you're always expecting others to give you what they need with their actions or words. Create your own happiness and let go of the shoulds. I believe it was Tony Robbins, he said, and this makes me chuckle, don't should all over yourself. Quit assuming. Express yourself. People aren't mind readers. And even if they say they're a psychic and mind reader, I'm not convinced they can read you 100%. Tell them what you're looking for. I remember having a fight with a boyfriend and expecting him to know why I was angry. He had no clue, and he was completely in the right in that moment. I hadn't said what I needed. I hadn't said what I had expected him to do. And how could he have known? He wasn't a mind reader. So tell people what you need, and then you move forward. Maybe they say, yay, I can do that, or no, I can't. And then again, you take inspired action. What are you willing to live with? You don't know what others think, say, or feel, or their thought processes. Ask questions. Become curious. Think of yourself as a researcher, archaeologist. Have the courage to start a conversation. I think so many times in life, we're afraid to ask questions. Maybe because we know what the answer is and it's not what we desire and we don't want to hear it. I've mentioned before how I'm on groups and if people ask for advice and then people give them great suggestions and they ignore it. They just don't want to do it. They want to moan and groan, but they don't want to take any action. Don't live a quiet life of desperation. Make changes, do what you need to create the life that you desire. I think a lot of times people stay in relationships where they aren't happy. They know if they have these honest conversations, it's not going to be what they want to hear, yet they'd rather not face it. I'm going to encourage you, be brave. You can do it. And every time I face my fears, it's always been better on the other side. Don't take things too seriously or too personally. I'm waving my hands on this one if you're watching. You're not watching if you're listening to the podcast. Your expectations are yours only. The same goes for everyone else. Their judgments and opinions are theirs. Remember, what others do and say is about them. How you respond is about you. You can move in the direction and take inspired action that's right for you without personalizing what others do or say. I can pick up the trash that's coming to my yard and know it's not about me. Love yourself. Don't look to others to fulfill your needs. Do you. I was recently talking to a new client who shared something personal. It was very important for her to know I was okay with her situation in life. And I said, absolutely, do you. Haters gonna hate, let them go. Love yourself, respect yourself, and be who you're meant to be. Love the person. Loving and respecting others means allowing them to be themselves. When you stop expecting people to be a certain way, you can appreciate them for them. I have someone that I love dearly, big old procrastinator. She is what she is, and I wouldn't change her. She's a good friend, and I love everything about her, and she procrastinates. That's part of who she is. I get that it's coming from a fear. Why would I get upset over that? Pay close attention and respect people for who they are and not for who you want them to be. We are all on individual journeys. Honor yours and honor theirs. Practice loving kindness. Loving them as is. Don't expect them to change and be okay with it. They're on their own journey. Take inspired action. Act from your heart, not your mind. That's why I have the take actions at the end of the podcast. I'm thrilled you're listening or you're watching on YouTube, but I want you to take action. I want you to change your life. That's why I do this podcast. I have said it before. I'll say it again. I choose to live in a world where people are happy, they're working on themselves, and they're taking action, where we're all sharing our gifts with the world, where we're all being more considerate. When we take action, we can do that. Let it go, let it go. Saying or doing something, Elsa really didn't know what was up. Say or do something and then completely forget about it. Let it go. Don't sit around waiting. I sent a query letter off to someone, no response, kind of bummed out because it was an alum from my college and I went to a small college and usually think there's some respect there, is what it is. I'm not sitting around pining away saying boo hoo hoo. I'm reaching out to other people. I'm taking action. Have faith that things turn out for the best. Accept the outcome as is while remaining open to do what's next. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to come your way. Trust that it's all working out for your highest good. When you let go of your expectations of others, you free yourself from attachment to specific results that are beyond your control. You can move forward with ease and clarity. You interact genuinely without hidden motives or disappointment, and you become better equipped at embracing what others have to offer. Your newfound freedom creates opportunities for you to be of service to others in a more intuitive and authentic way. Take actions. Write down where you have the most expectations in your life right now. Create a plan based on suggestions to let go of your expectations. Love yourself in some fun new way. Practice loving kindness towards people when they don't meet your expectations. On our next episode, we're talking about clearing and organizing your medicine. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.